Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mack has entered the building.
Whoop whoop to the whoop whoop, yeah!
Broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California, getting down with the getting down like we always do. Monday through Thursday, that there is the call time. Be there or be square. Let me give you the calling number if you're locked in and loaded up from around the world. Like I know you is, the calling number here is. There it goes, 646-716-6113. Again, that's 646-716-6113. 6113. And then there are all the lucky numbers. You call those numbers, you just might be brought on to the air to participate in tonight's show. Man, we got Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and whoever they are all locked in and loaded up, ready to comment on any and or all the topics we encroach upon tonight. Let me ask you the question of the day. The question of the day is a very important question. I always ask this question. How is your day? Huh? How is your day? I hope your day is as off the chain as mine. My day is always off the chain. If it's ever on the chain, I yiggity yank it all the way off the chain because I'm like walking my dogs off the leash from the west to the east. I could be a beast or a leash. This here lyrical feast into your ear hole. This is your boy Stevie Mack. My story is bold as gold and twice as nice. Let me ask you, baby, how's your life? It's only getting better from here on out. Today has been an awesome day, man. I just booked 2 gigs in 1 day. Check that out. And they don't overlap this time. Last time I had booked my crazy ex-girlfriend TV show on Lifetime, and I had gotten audition for J.J. Abrams and Cameron Crowe on Roadies, but I happened to be on a shoot at the time, the commercial shoot, my new Jardiance print ad campaign. If you haven't seen me in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, yeah, your boy Stevie Mack is there. I am in the page 111 in the Sports Swimsuit Edition, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. It's a Jardiance print ad, two-pager. So I bought that magazine just for that. And they do have a lot of nice women in bikinis, not to mention all that stuff. All right, but you know what? With the way porn and everything is prevalent on the internet today, a lot of companies are getting out of the softcore stuff. Like, for instance, that's what people were questioning. Why would Sports Illustrated even come out with a swimsuit edition anymore? And is it still relevant to this day? Yeah, magazines like Playboy, who have announced that they will stop printing nude pictures in their magazine because they can't compete against the hardcore porn that's on the internet. Yeah, and it's most of the porn on the internet is free. It don't take people but 2 or 3 minutes to do what they want to do with their porn. So, yeah, most of that is free. Anyhow, this is episode, what's today's show? Let me see. I got to go look at my info. This is episode 1,481. If you're listening to archives, this probably will be a show that was done a long time ago. Super Tuesday. I call it Stupid Tuesday, like they call it Super Bowl. I call it Stupid Bowl. They have these primary voting campaigns, people running like a chicken without a head. Here's something that you need to be warned about in terms of the election process that a lot of people didn't know. If you mark yourself as independent, I guess that probably only applies to California, I'm not sure, but it was in the news, it was in the newspaper and everything. If you mark yourself not Republican, not Democratic, but as American independent on the ballot, that is not independent. Nope, that's the whole party. American independent
is a whole another party who's ultra conservative, worse than the teabagger. So watch yourself. That's what you need to watch yourself. Let's see what we got going here. I got some hits for you. Sirius Satellite. Some people swear by it. My wife got in her car. For me, though, I'm not in the car long enough to listen to pay to have it in my car. I get it free. I got it free with my new car. And I think, you know, once it run out, that's going to be it for me. Here's one of my favorite songs from the 80s. Check this out. This is on Sirius Satellite. I'm a big fan of the 80s music, and that's the 80s channel on Sirius Satellite. They got also the what's called Backspin, and it's all the old school hip hop. Check it out, EPMD.
The employer's over, yeah, we back to work. I took time off. All the rappers got dripped. Due to the fact they whack in their track. Have to go back and stack because they lack the ingredients. EPMD and scrap for that. Yeah, I'm the hip hopper, plus the soul shocker. That was MG, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroys. And if you think you raised a mess, kill the noise.
I was never really into EMPD when they first come out. They seem like meagly mouthed mumblers to me. That's just my opinion. This is my humble opinion. And Karen Hunter has one of the best shows on Sirius Satellite. Here she is right here.
She talks about politics.
This is happening with also the officer Bates, who's a former insurance salesman who turned into a volunteer deputy, and he shot Eric Courtney Harris in the back because he believed he was pulling out his taser and instead pulled out a gun and shot him.
Right.
Well, he's facing a similar charge right now. The idea of whether the jury's going to find culpable negligence or really homicide based on his actions.
I'm sure they're talking about based on a bunch of cops recently being found not guilty for shooting unarmed people. Here's Studio 54. And it's just what you figured. It's disco. All disco all the time. Studio 54, like, you know, the club, Studio 54, is 54 on the XM dial. So anyway, they're trying to rope me in right now, saying, oh, yeah, you could start with the current, did they say the current rate? The current rate of $19.95 a month. Right, that's $20 a month, right? You got to figure out how much time am I in my car. And what really gets me, I Google everything. So I Googled XM Satellite Radio, and I found a lot of people complaining about how they wanted to get out of the deal, and they got dicked around and they couldn't get out the deal. And XM Satellite held them into the deal and charged them extra money and all this stuff. It could go up to $30 a month, price of $19. Oh, yeah, and it fluctuates up to $30 a month. And you got to factor in, how often am I in my car? And during that time of the day, am I listening? How much music or talk am I going to be listening to? If I go to 2 auditions a day, it may take me a half hour up, half hour back, or hour. Let's just say 2-3 hours in my car, right? Is that worth $30 a month? I don't think so. How about you do it like this? Charge me for how much I listen to. They ain't going to do that, though. They wouldn't get paid a whole bunch of money then. If you charge me about a minute, you know what I'm saying? We're going to charge you 5 cents a minute or something like that. Well, that might be a whole lot of money now. Charge you 1 cent a minute. Anyway, with that being said, there's a big old dispute also about these streaming programs not paying their due diligence money and whatnot, what they're supposed to be getting. So, yeah. So with that being said, there's no way I'm going to be buying into nothing like that. What else is going on in and around the world? Something's happening up your way. You know, the Steve Mac Radio broadcasting live in Hollywood, California. Hey, getting down of what to get down, like we always do, Monday to Thursday, 10 p.m. is the call time. Be there or be square. Call if you're going to call, blog if you're going to blog, chat if you're going to chat, whatever you do, stay locked in and load it up and get Stevie Mac Radio. You can, now here's a subscription you can afford. Subscribe to Stevie Mac Radio on iTunes for free. Yeah, see, free. No cost you a dime. Go to steviemac.com, steviemac.com. Click on the Stevie Mac Radio button right there, and it'll take you right to my iTunes where you can subscribe to the show for free and get all 1,400. How many episodes? I'm going to go ahead and find how many episodes. 1,481 that we've done thus far, and all the ones we shall do in the future. Yeah, that's how we get down. What to get down. I hate when that happens. Sometimes I'll be trying to promote my show, and it always goes to the wrong damn page. So I just got to go in there and click promote. I click on the promote button, and then all this other funny bunny stuff pop up. Man, just promote my damn show, like I said. Boom! You know what we got coming up? I'll tell you what we got coming up. The Stevie Mac Show, which is, it's a talent showcase and a networking mixer is what it is. Talent showcase and a networking mixer. And that's going to be on the 24th. That's coming up the 24th, this Sunday, in Le Mire Park. Information is at steviemac.com. You click on the tour schedule button, steviemac.com. You can find out where I'm performing at a place near you. And if it ain't near you, request it to be near you. The 25th, I'll be at the Pig and Whistle, the infamous Pig and Whistle in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard. That's right. You want to come check that show out. It's going to be a plethora of people at that show as well. That's going to be off the chain. And so I guess the 25th is my fitting. And the 26th, I'll be shooting another commercial. Yeah, that's happening. And then 27th, shooting another one. And the 21st. So the 21st, 25th, 27th, I'm shooting. Yeah, not a gun. Camera with me in front of it. That's what's about to happen. And that's a damn good thing. So good things are happening. Your boy is getting booked. So this will be my 24th and 25th commercial. Booking consecutively. since I've been doing this. A lot of congrats on that. Have you seen my underwear pic on Facebook? Yeah, everybody's going crazy over it. Because, you know, I used to be a stripper, right? I'm a reverse stripper. I come out undressed and people pay me to get dressed. Yeah, put your clothes on. So I throw money in. Hurling money my way. Got my main man, Brother Malcolm, out there in Pennsylvania, IA. See how Brother Malcolm is doing on the home front. Brother Malcolm, how you doing?
Dang, you look like Hulk the Hulkster on that dang old thing there, Stevie Mac.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm trying to keep that going. I'm heading to the gym right after this show, as a matter of fact, to keep these guns. You got to feed these guns. See, I found out as long as I keep building muscle, it burns fat. And so, and the way I like to eat, I haven't been eating a lot. That's what's been happening. I've been losing fat and gaining muscle. So that's a good trend to keep going, man. You know, I know some of the ladies was like, oh, suck in that. Look at that bulge in his pants. I need to rub that and see if a genie pop out. That was some of them was thinking. Yeah, they said so.
Yeah, kind of missed that one.
You missed that one. Good. You ain't supposed to be seeing that one. Yeah. So how you feeling tonight?
I feel like I got a sack full of walnuts in my stomach.
Oh, that's a bad feeling. Don't think you need something
to pain? I got enough morphine in me. That's all I feel.
So, if you didn't have the morphine, it would feel horrible, huh?
If I didn't have the morphine, I don't think we'd be talking right about now.
Thank God for the morphine. That's what it's for. It's to be used and not abused.
Yeah, I'll be glad when it's gone.
Yeah, we're praying for you, brother, to keep you strong. You know, a lot of people be talking about, pray for me, pray for me. You don't want everybody praying for you. I'm going to tell you, if some people's prayers, if you look at their condition, like they living in a box. Do I want them praying for me? Are they living in a way out, violent, unhappy situation? I don't want them praying for me. I want the people who are living successfully, happy, joyous, and free. That's what I want praying for me. So, like, and I'm in that category, so I'm praying for you. You got positive, powerful prayers coming your way.
Yeah, I'm going to be praying with people and praying for them that they can get themselves together so they can stop thinking they need to pray for me.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is between me and God. There ain't nobody else to do with it. Everybody got their own reality. So they just get on with the get on and let everybody get on what they get on. And everybody be just fine. But everybody want to get up in everybody's business. Well, I got the heated power because it came to me in the spirit when I was drinking some Kool-Aid the other night. And said, well, you know, if I just wake up at 3:35 in the morning, then everything's going to be okay because God told me to. What?
What
the hell are you talking about, boy? You know, sit down and leave that damn Kool-Aid alone.
See, and here's some of the stuff going on in weird news. A teacher yells at a student who claims he saw him looking at porn. Is that really a news story? Roach-infested apartment explodes, and the roaches are totally fine. The whole apartment exploded, but the roaches are totally fine. Here's a chimp who escapes from the zoo, eludes capture by climbing an electrical pole. That was a smart monkey. You know, I might want to go up there. Here's a warrior toddler who wields a metal pipe to defend grandma from authorities. A kid with a pipe in his hand. That ain't nothing to sneeze at right there. Okay, here's another one right here. Billions of cicadas. Porn star does her taxes and seeks deductions on seduction. Well, that's a tongue twister right there. Never ever wake a sleeping tiger. That's good advice right there. When pranking bro slashes car with other bros, it's brotastic. Yeah, that's not there. Forceful in-flight nipple tweet lands Olympic swimmer in hot water. Forceful in-flight nipple tweet. Okay. That's just taking it to. Here's an English town who builds a shrine for cookies dropped on the street. You know, like somebody drops some cookies on the street. I first told them at around 10 p.m. and felt the twinge of sympathy natural for such a horrible scene. While walking along a street in the English town of Leamington Spa last week, a university student named Hugh Osborne stumbled upon a heartbreaking scene. There on the sidewalk was an open package of chocolate-covered digestives, the cookies strewn across the ground in a sad heap. I first saw them at around 10 p.m., is what he said. Such a horrible scene. He attended the University of Warwick. He told the news. The next day, Osborne learned something surprising. He wasn't the only one moved by the pathetic pile of food. Yeah. My flatmate said that daffodils and a candle had appeared next to the biscuits, and that a shrine was developed. He started photographing the biscuit tributes and posted them on Twitter. So, they're showing all the different pictures that people were tweeting about it. you know, how when somebody die, people start putting candles and stuff around where they died at. This is what people are doing with the cookies sitting on the ground. According to Osborne, the shrine has since disappeared, but it's likely won't be the last time he'll cross paths with a crumbly confection. Biscuit welfare is an issue close to my heart, he told the Independent. And you know what this writer says? Stevie Mac says he needs to get a life. We need to get a life. I mean, you know, there's a whole lot of other people in the world suffering that could use your help. You don't have to build an edifice to spill the cookies on the sidewalk. But you know what? I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles. With that being said, we're about to close this halfway out. We always close the show by telling you to visit StevieMac.com, where you can find out where I'm performing at a place near you, and if it ain't near you, request it to be near you. We close this show out also by telling you the truth, because the truth shall set you free. The truth is, Brother Mountain, go on, tell them what the truth is.
The world is listening.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mac has left the building.
Whoop, whoop to the whoop, whoop, yeah!
Whoop, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. And at this point, we go, say goodnight, Brother Malcolm.
Good night, Brother Malcolm.
That was a good one.